The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This guy thinks he was so unlucky, it's time to buy a lottery ticket. I never follow this logic, but he was pretty unlucky because of what happened to his house.
Heard a big bang. I started to smell smoke, and I went onto my porch, and it was completely engulfed in flames. They said it was a meteor. I've always watched meteor showers and stuff as a kid, but I definitely didn't look forward to them landing in my yard or through my roof. They said it's a 1 in 4 trillion chance. I guess I might be buying a lottery ticket today.
I wonder.
Is that a Mother Nature thing? Is space considered Mother Nature?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know.
You don't have space insurance.
Where does Mother Nature end?
Yeah, I mean, I got to imagine you would be covered. I mean, I guess if they say no, then you go, okay. And then 2 days later, you go, oh, bad news, a branch fell on that roof.
Big tree.
Yeah. Hey, just asking for a friend, do I have meteorite insurance? Well, but you say, of course, it would be covered, but floods always seem like they'd be covered.
Yeah.
And then until you learn, oh, they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really need somebody who works in insurance to tell me if space things are covered.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call my agent and go because I've got the kind of that blanket coverage now, and they just go, is that on there?
Yeah, is space under that blanket?
Space debris? or does it have what about a satellite versus a meteor? You know, like if it's raining down Chinese satellite, is that covered the same as a meteorite?
That's okay. Let's say, what if we were attacked? Is my home covered by insurance if we're hit by a Chinese scud?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does insurance cover war?
I don't know.
Do they?
Thank God I'm so far inland.
Yeah, right?
I have so many questions.
Hmm. God, these are things I just never thought of.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.